Cases of spiking has risen to 200 in the last 2 months, 34 of which are in Northern Ireland. Accounting for only one of the issues women worry about today, those in the city of Belfast have decided to call for more action from the authorities. This comes with the slow reopening of clubs in Northern Ireland throughout November. Our reporter Sherry Goo found out how these women are tackling spiking and everything in between.
I remember on a personal basis, my mum always saying to me, If your drink's out of your sight, then it. I think very much it was drilled into me from a very, very early age.
Courtney Griffin calls herself a feminist, a woman who is scared and the leader of the Belfast Girl Gang. This is a group of women who work as a community to protect, advise and protest with each other. She is fighting to ensure women are safe in the city, using social media to engage with a community of 1,200.
I think there's a real strong community among women in general, not just the girl gang, they want to look out for each other.
When she started the girl gang, the UK was midway through the start of large-scale movements such as BLM and the death of Sarah Everett. However, now, with the increase of spiking cases, she is finding another scary reality to fight.
In terms of the very horrific stories that we're hearing about people being injected, you can't protect yourself from that at all. So I think there needs to be a very strong message that we do need to have more protection in our clubs.
Belfast clubs opened right at the beginning of November, but people like Courtney chose to stay in and boycott in a national campaign run across the UK. The one in Belfast was on 27th of November. The reality of spiking by injection was very clear in England. According to the tab, 2,600 cases of spiking has happened since September in England, mainly by injection.
We all know someone that's been spiked, and I feel like these politicians are bound to know people that have been spiked too, so it's quite mental that they, you know, haven't. They haven't even posted a statement about it, you know.
Courtney isn't the only voice in the field. Sophie Truck believes politicians need to be speaking up to support women. Sophie and her friend Monica Sarante teamed up to make an advisory platform called Belfast Women Safety Group, specifically helping keep women safe from spiking.
How could women protect themselves from something like this? How is that physically possible when it's a needle? You're drinking, you're in a crowd, you just can't feel anything.
A recent report from an internal investigation of the PSNI said 35 officers were accused of alleged sexual misconduct over the last 5 years. 5 of these complaints were upheld. This is another fear the groups worry about, especially with the case of Sarah Everett. Dawn Hackey works for Women's Aid as family worker. She spoke about how she believes we could overcome this problem in Northern Ireland.
But when you sit and listen to a woman, she knows what she's going through, and that's where we need to learn from, and what we need to be listening to more is what women need and what they want and what they've experienced.
What these voices show is a strong fight for women's rights in Northern Ireland. The Girls Gang hope to make the streets a better safe for women, whilst also support large charities like Women's Aid. The PSNI are yet to comment on how any strategies in place to help the situation. Chelsea Abbott and Xue Yuan Gu, SARC Radio News.